This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Least developed countries have invested around 14 times less in their post-COVID economic recovery than richer nations, who could do far more to help them balance out growing inequalities, UN Chief Antonio Guterres said on Monday. Addressing the UNCTAD 15 high-level virtual meeting on trade and development, Mr. Guterres told delegates that the world's pandemic recovery was moving in the wrong direction. With millions of jobs lost and social safety nets out of reach to many, the UN Secretary General reminded delegates that 120 million people fell into poverty last year. A further 811 million are going hungry today, he added, while decades of hard-won development progress are slipping away too. To turn this around, Mr. Guterres urged those gathered in Barbados and remotely to tackle four key challenges to sustainable and inclusive development. These included debt distress that left poorer countries crippled because they had to service foreign loans, and which the UN chief suggested could be fixed by creating greater liquidity and extending their debt relief payments. Bold investments are also needed in education, social protection, healthcare and decent work at the community level, Mr. Guterres said, as are fair trade rules and modernising investment to help the poorest nations reduce costs that made them uncompetitive. The final challenge for developing countries will be to ensure their green transition away from carbon-heavy economies to green energy sources, the Secretary General continued. War crimes and crimes against humanity have likely been committed in Libya by all parties to the conflict since 2016, including external actors, a Human Rights Council-appointed probe said on Monday. From arbitrary detention to torture, the recruitment of child soldiers and mass killings, the independent fact-finding mission on Libya listed numerous grave rights violations which had impacted on the country's people. Civilians were particularly at risk during the 2019 to 2020 fight for Tripoli, the mission said, as well as during other armed confrontations in the country since 2016. The investigators published their findings after interviewing more than 150 individuals alongside parallel research in Libya, Tunisia and Italy. Here's the mission's Tracy Robinson speaking to journalists in Geneva.
Arbitrary detention in secret prisons and unbearable conditions of detention are widely used by the state and militias against anyone perceived to be a threat to their interests or views. Violence in Libyan prisons is committed on such a scale and with such a level of organization that it may also potentially amount to crimes against humanity.
Mission member Chiloki Biyani also pointed to the continued presence of foreign fighters in the country from the Syrian conflict, allegedly contracted by the Russian-based Wagner Group. The deaths of youngsters and adults in Yemen over the weekend has been condemned by the UN Children's Fund UNICEF. This follows reported missile strikes in central Marib city on Sunday, which left two children dead and 24 people injured. A day earlier, in the southern city of Aden, four non-combatants died, including one child. In a statement, Ted Shaban, UNICEF Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, said that since fighting escalated in 2015, nearly 10,000 children have been confirmed killed or injured. The development follows a reported uptick in conflict and violent riots sparked by economic collapse and poor public services. Daniel Johnson, UN News.